Hello again, everybody. It's Mark Allegheny backstage at the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival here in Manchester, Tennessee, celebrating 15 years, joined by Ian Cook of the band Church, is one of our favorite bands at CT, Scottish group, and some great Scottish bands over the years. And Scotland is very different, Ian, than England, especially musically. Can you kind of explain to the listeners, you know, what it's like to being a Scottish band compared to a London band? Because a lot of people will just say, oh, well, you're a Scottish band, you're an English band. But you're not, but you are, you know?
Well, I think there's a distinction to make between what you said at the beginning and at the end there. I think there's a difference between Scottish bands and London bands. But you've got Manchester and Liverpool and Leeds and all those bands from the north, and I feel like we, as Northerners, have an affinity with those bands, you know, like your Joy Divisions and like the all that stuff, New Order, and all the kind of like synth pop stuff that came out of the north, like from Leeds and stuff. So I don't know, I think that it's grim up north, as they say. It rains a lot, you know, people tend to stay indoors and prod around with drum machines and synthesizers and guitars and drums, of course, when the mood takes them. But London's much more of an international kind of cosmopolitan hub, you know. It's like totally different buzz. It's a lot more kind of trend based down there. Not to say that there aren't a lot of great bands from London, of course there are, but it's a very, very different energy in the city. But I'm proud of our small country when it comes.
It's a beautiful country, and obviously, as I said earlier, some beautiful music has come out of there. So here you are at one of the sunniest music festivals in America, especially this weekend. Is it difficult to play like in more of a daylight or a festival crowd than your own venue?
It's very different. I feel like when, like, because we've got a slot where I think towards the end of it is the sun's going to start to set. So that's always my favorite slot, you know, the kind of dusk slot when the evening really gets going and people are kind of a bit loosened up and ready to party. And I feel like that's always our favorite slot to play. But yeah, I think hopefully it'll be a little cooler then, because we in our Scottish disposition tend not to deal too well with the extreme heat and sunshine. So yeah, let's see how it goes.
Do you prefer the sun or the rain? There's beauty in both.
There is beauty in both. I find the rain to be more inspiring. It touches the melancholy within the artist.
Sure. Let's talk about the band Churches and the fact you guys are a very hardworking band. Some bands from overseas, at least we see in America, kind of will come over for a week and then go back. It seems as though you guys, I mean, I think you toured here in October or September of last year in the States, and you kind of came back towards the end of December, and now here we are 5-6 months later, and you guys are back in the States touring around. Is there this, like, personal commitment on the band to say, you know what, America is part of our career, and we want it to be part of our career?
I think most bands, if they were honest, would consider America to be one of the, if not the most important territory to properly try and make a dent in. And very few bands outside of the US actually manage it. And I think that we're lucky enough to have at least, you know, been welcomed by you guys. Because every time we come back, things are better, people are more excited. And, you know, as long as that's the case, I can't ever see us want to stop coming back. You know, it's a great place to play. It's a great place to travel. Wonderful people. And yeah, I mean, I guess we only have so much time in the year, so we want to focus on the places that really want the band. You know, up to a point, obviously you have to kind of stretch your legs out a bit to try and get new fans and play in new territories, but we tend to focus most of our kind of touring work in the US, the UK.
That's what I was gonna say, most UK bands, because obviously there's a bigger an acceptance level from them because it's their home country. Well, and then obviously financially it's easier to play in their home country instead of coming over with the crew, and there's a lot of expenses involved with that they may tend to just kind of give it that week or two and then go back to where they can make the money. It seems as though you guys will balance that, and you'll bounce back and forth, and in fact it seems as though you guys are kind of investing in the band as a whole by doing that. Do you feel as though, like, and I don't want to say a business, but it is to an extent a business because you have staff to pay, you have your crew to pay and stuff like that. But do you feel comfortable as a whole, as a group, of doing that investment?
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, it is a business as well as it's something that we do from our hearts and do because it's a passion. But it feels very much like we're always kind of setting things up and like building on stuff that we've already set up, the foundations on the first album. And it's something that we will definitely continue to do. It's, our plans are to go back, take some time off, make the third album and do the whole thing again. So hopefully next time it's even better.
Right on. And let's just talk because yesterday you guys released a new version of the song Bury It. With a friend, somebody who's popped up on stage with you guys many a times, Haley Williams of Paramore. What brought this about? What the redoing of that song?
Well, we knew that Haley was a fan of the band from her Twitter activity, and when Every Open Eye, our album, came out last year, she kind of tweeted that she loved that song. So when we were playing in Nashville, we thought it might be a nice idea to reach out to her and say, "Hey, you coming tonight? Do you want to sing?" And she jumped at the chance because, I guess she loved that song so much. And when we played it live for the first time, the energy between the four of us and just like the way that it clicked between the two lead vocalists, we had a lot of fun. She had a lot of fun, and we thought we'd do it again when we were on the Paramore cruise, Parahoy. And then after that, we thought, okay, enough's enough. We got to put this down, And that was a great opportunity to go back and like once we had the new vocal takes by Lauren and Haley in place, we found that we were able to kind of beef up the production a bit, heavier drums, heavier bass, but beefier synths. And it was good. It was a good thing to revisit. I mean, it's not like a replacement of the original version, but it's like a new reimagined version. So, yeah, it's the pickup so far seems to be pretty good. People seem to be enjoying it for the most part. And so,
it's I heard it briefly on my phone because I got sent to it like yesterday when I was down here at the festival. But it sounds like it's a very great song and a really good version.
You shouldn't listen to it on your phone.
I know, but like, what am I gonna do? I'm on a farm for 3 days. I could not bring my stereo system with me. So, Ian Cook from the band Churches, thanks for joining me backstage here at the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival. Have a great set tonight, and we will talk to you guys again soon.
Thanks very much for having me. Nice one.
Right on. I'm Mark Alighini, backstage at Bonnaroo for Peoria's World Class Rock. It has to be 99.9 WWCT.